Hello, my magical friends, and welcome to the Big Crystal Energy Podcast. I am your host, Ashley, and I am obsessed with crystals and how their energy can enhance your life. Crystal energy has significantly changed my life in ways I could have never imagined, and that is why I feel so compelled to share this journey with you. This is a high-vibe community for like-minded people to come with me and learn about the magical and healing properties of crystals. Together, we will deep dive all things metaphysical, magical, and spiritual, while also having fun and not taking ourselves too seriously. So grab a crystal, light some incense, and pour a cup of tea. It's time to feel the Big Crystal Energy. Welcome back to the Big Crystal Energy Podcast. I'm Ashley, and I am so excited to have you here with me. I have to say at the top of this episode that I am so grateful for the amazing response that I have already gotten with my first intro episode. I really expected maybe 5 or 10 people, my closest friends, to listen in and humor me, but it's been many, many, many more than that, and I can't believe it. And I appreciate everybody who's been sharing my podcast and everybody that's been cheering me on, all my close friends, my family. It's been really overwhelming, actually. I have to say that when I saw my podcast on all the different platforms, when I can just look myself up and there it is, it felt really exciting. And I did have a sense of pride because it's been a labor of love trying to put this podcast together in little pockets of free time that I have, which isn't much between working and the kids and life stuff, as you can imagine. But anyway, so at the beginning of most of my episodes, I want to start with a segment called What's Giving Me Big Crystal Energy. And honestly, what's giving me the energy this week is just the amazing response to this podcast. The other thing that I want to mention is that I am coming to you with the second podcast from the closet of an Airbnb I'm at currently in Savannah, Georgia, because I had to record and I had to bring all my stuff with me. And the best place to record is in the closet because then my kids and family can't find me in here. So here we go. Actually, it's not bad. It's kind of cozy in here. But this episode, I wanted to talk about how you would want to maybe start your own crystal journey. As I said on the first episode, sometimes starting these things can feel really overwhelming because there's so much information out there. There's so many books and things on the internet, and it's hard sometimes to know where to begin or where to start. And I felt this same way. But one of the things is that I learned about in my crystal course that I took, the crystal healing class that I took, one of the big things that we were taught during that course is kind of about just knowing, having a sense of intuition, I guess is what I want to say. So when you're starting a crystal journey of your own, I think the main thing is to think about your intuition. And what is intuition? Well, intuition is the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious knowing. So when I think about starting a crystal journey, I think about what things am I most strongly attracted to, what stones and things like that am I intuitively drawn to? Because I think a big thing with this type of healing in general is knowing and feeling your intuition. We're not often taught that. We're not often taught to follow our intuition. We're often taught to learn things and sometimes go on what other people think and things like that. But intuition is really the main thing that I want us to focus on with this, because there's no right or wrong way, truthfully. My journey has kind of been all over the place, and the big thing that's resounded with me over time has just been following my intuition regarding what stones I'm drawn to and how I want to use them and how I want to apply them to my life. And that's how I was attracted to crystals initially. There's something inside me that knew that this is what I should be doing. So I think you should start a journey with stones that you are attracted to. So if you're out in nature, if you're at a crystal shop, if you're at a metaphysical shop and you see particular stones or crystals that you are attracted to, for whatever reason that may be, other than you just feel attracted to them, I think that's a great place to start. You don't need to only find stones that have specific meanings or specific colors or specific shapes. You can just start with what you like. My first crystals, I had three main crystals that have been very important in my life. And the first one was an Apache teardrop, which is just a tiny, tiny piece of obsidian. I had a clear quartz and a blue lace agate, and I'll get into those stones on other episodes, but those are my first three main pieces that I ever had. And it was, and I also had a small collection of other tumble stones that I had had over the years, and I would carry them around, and I liked them, and I didn't really know why. Then I got this piece of celestite that I talked about on the previous episode in Santa Fe, and I was initially attracted to it because I just loved its color. And then I also realized that it had a beautiful energy, a very calming, centering energy that I really enjoyed. So that's where some of the stones came from initially. And also, I got different stones and crystals as gifts over the years. So one of the things I started doing was really focusing on what I was drawn to. One of my favorite crystals that I have, and I only have two small specimens because it's very hard to come by, is a piece called Dioptase. And it's this really dark, dark green, almost like an emerald green, but it has a touch more blue in it. Anyway, so I was originally attracted to it because of its color. But then when I received the crystal at my home, I then became really attracted to its energy and how I could work with it. And when it comes to choosing crystals for yourself, you know, maybe you choose your first crystal based on color. Maybe you pick it based on its shape or size or location that it comes from in the world or what meaning is attached to. But, you know, but one other thing that I wanted to mention is that when choosing a crystal for yourself, some people think maybe you have to pick a stone that is very large or beautiful, but that's not true at all. You can just choose whatever you like. I mean, one of the my most powerful stone that I have that I feel connected to is my Apache Teardrop, and that's one of the smallest stones that I have. So truthfully, the size, the shape, none of that really matters. It really matters what you like. In further episodes, we'll get into different things about crystal carvings and crystal shapes and sizes and all of that. But just as a starter, I think if you see something, if you find, let's say, an amethyst that has a cut base and it's just so beautiful, but it's pretty large and you feel really attracted to it and you have the money for it, then you should get that. But if all you can afford is a $2 tumbled piece of turquoise and you really love it and you feel something for it, you should get that as well. Many crystals are attached to different meanings, right? So most people think of rose quartz and how it's the stone of love, and you know, other things like clear quartz, people, that's just a really clearing, healing stone. But if that meaning doesn't really mean much to you, then that's okay. You can attach meanings to these things whatever you feel. There's no right or wrong way. I mean, how do we come up with the meanings for stones anyway? I mean, I will touch on that, you know, in another episode, but in the beginning, I think you just pick something that if you feel like the stone feels very calming to you, or you feel like the stone creates balance for you, but the actual meaning that's on the little description is different, then that's okay. You just feel it. I just want you to get in touch with your intuition and your knowing. And you don't need a large collection. Right? Some people think, oh my gosh, when I start my crystal journey, I'm going to need to have so many different stones. That's not true. Maybe you just have one stone that you really, really like and you find it really pretty and you want to carry it around in your pocket. You want to leave it on your desk. You want to put it on your bedside table. That's great. I think it's better to slowly collect meaningful pieces over time than to just run out and get a bunch of different pieces because you want to have a large collection to start with. Mostly it's just about letting the subtle energy of the crystal align with your energy. If you hold a piece and you feel like it's in line with you, that's great. If you hold a piece and you feel like for whatever reason you don't like it, just set it down and move on. There's so many choices. And just because you feel attracted to one thing, one crystal at one point in your life, that may fall out later on in life. Just start with what you feel drawn to. So you may not feel the effect of the crystal immediately. Like if you pick up a crystal and you feel like you really want to work with it and you feel attracted to it in whatever way, you may have to carry that crystal around with you for a while. You may have to spend time with that stone. You may have to cleanse it. You may have to put it under the moonlight. You may have to do so many different things because you may not feel the effects of it immediately. Like I said in the previous episode about my start of my crystal journey, I had gone to Santa Fe and I had gotten this piece of stellastite crystal and I started working with it. But I can't say that immediately when I started using the stone, I felt anything. It took time. You know, I'd have to work with it every day for a little bit of time just before I could feel what I was feeling. But it takes time and consistency. And over time, you will create a connection and you will focus on that connection, and then you will allow that energy to work with you. And the other thing is, just look around you in general. What things in life are you drawn to? What colors in life are you drawn to? Are there certain patterns or shapes that you like? Some people like polka dots. Some people like squares. Some people like things that are very symmetrical. Some people like things that are more random and scattered. And you can find patterns like this in all stones. So you have to just take account of what things in nature and what things in life you like and bring that into how you connect with stones or what stones you pick out. For me, the best part of this journey has been allowing myself time to focus my intention and realize this is a path for me and no one else. So when I take time to work with my stones, it's just a time to check out a little bit from everything around me and have some quiet time. Because as a mom, as a full-time working mom, it can be very hard to have that time. It can be very hard to take time out for yourself because we're always so busy focusing on our families and cooking and cleaning and doing all these things that we don't take that quiet time. And I think part of the main learning point of having a crystal journey or any spiritual journey or any type of journey in general is just about taking that time to have some moments to yourself to think and reflect. Because once I unlocked that, once I unlocked my ability to take a little bit of time for myself here and there, it really allowed my mind to open up to so many more things because I wasn't even giving myself the space to think about things before. And now I do. And I feel like it allowed me to open up a creative side. It allowed me to open up a more silly and happy side. And all that's been really beneficial. And I really probably wouldn't have had that time if I had just continued down the path I was going. So no matter what it is, I'm not saying you have to follow crystals because I, as much as this is a crystal healing podcast, I also just want it to be a life podcast because we're all experiencing this journey together. So, and I also want to say something about my personal journey doesn't really need to influence your journey. I'm just giving you tips and tricks and things that I've learned along the way and what's worked for me. And if the things I say don't always resonate with you, well, then that's okay too. Everything I read, everything I listen to, it doesn't all resonate with me either. And that's why I'm giving my spin on it. But if you want to find information from other sources that you find interesting, by all means, take that up. There's no right or wrong. I mean, this is not like we're in chemistry class and we have to do, you know, we have to go to the lab and do our experiment the exact right way in order for it to work. I mean, we can do this however we feel called. So I never want my journey and my crystal preferences to influence yours because, for example, there's a woman that I follow on social media that I really, really love her work and I love her podcast. And she really, really dislikes the stone malachite. Malachite is this gorgeous green banded stone, and I absolutely love it. But she can't stand it, and she has her own metaphysical shop. And so she does sell malachite, but she puts it up in the corner of her shop to keep it away from her, but she still offers it to her customers. And I thought that was really interesting because I feel like our personalities are very similar, at least with the way that she presents herself online. and I'm very attracted to malachite, and she's very unattracted to malachite. Malachite is a very powerful stone. I have to say that. But as with a lot of ways that I started my crystal healing journey, I was attracted to malachite because of its color and its texture. But over time, I learned more and more about the stone's properties, and then I became even more attracted to it because of its properties rather than just the color and the more superficial side of the stone. And just because, let's say, I love amethyst does not mean that you should love it too. And there are several crystals that many people love that I am not attracted to or interested in working with. And sometimes it's a conscious reason and sometimes it's not a conscious reason. But I would say, if you are someone that really feels like, come on, Ashley, give me more information. I really want to start a crystal healing journey, but I truly feel overwhelmed. I don't know the name of any of the stones. I don't know. Just give me some basics. What should I start with? I would say, okay, that's fine. I understand you. I understand where you're coming from. I will give you some basics. And I think, in my opinion, just based on beauty, color, ease of getting the stone, overall overarching meanings of the stone, I have 5 crystals that are a very good place to start because of all those different reasons. So, number 1, amethyst. Amethyst is gorgeous. Amethyst is quite common, I would say. Most people know what amethyst is. It's purple. It's absolutely stunning. And for sure, it's one of my top 5 crystals. Even though it's more common, it doesn't matter. I am extremely attracted to amethyst. I have many beautiful pieces in my home. And why am I attracted to it? Probably initially because of its color. And then as I started working with it more, I realized how incredibly powerful it is in its own right. Amethyst is often thought of as the stone of peace. Amethyst can help you overcome bad habits and addictions, and it has many, many spiritual properties. It's very good for meditation and dreaming. If you are interested in developing a more psychic side to your mind and spirit, if you want spiritual cleansing, if you're interested in focusing more on wisdom and serenity, overcoming anxiety, amethyst is good for so many things. And amethyst is just a beautiful piece to have in your home. I have many pieces that just make me so happy when I see them. And even right now, being on a trip, it's like I keep thinking about my spaces at home that have my amethyst because I'm drawn to them so much. Number 2, clear quartz. I love clear quartz. Oh my gosh, it's so gorgeous. Actually, last night we were shopping here in Savannah, and there was a gem and mineral store in the downtown area, and I went in and I found the most incredibly beautiful piece of clear quartz. And I feel like so attracted to the clear quartz because it's just, I think, the lack of color, the clarity of it, and how beautiful it is when the sun hits it. And it's so versatile. You can use it for basically anything, and it just never lets you down. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful crystal. And it's one of my first crystals for sure. Like, I had a piece of clear quartz that I got when I was a freshman in college from a small metaphysical store in my college town, and I still have it and I carry it with me and I have it in my space. And I love looking at it because it holds so many memories. I would take it around with me on different trips and adventures when I was in college and, you know, throughout my adult life as well. So clear quartz, it's great for mental and emotional clarity. It's good for your respiratory health. If you have some sort of respiratory issues, it's good to have clear quartz around you. It's very good for treating depression and anxiety. It's a stone of mastery. It strengthens energy fields, and it's really considered the master healer. So the third stone I have for you today is rose quartz. Rose quartz, again, another very, very popular crystal stone. It's a light, it's a beautiful light pink. It comes in many different shades of pink. I have this amazing rose quartz sphere that I got at a crystal fair in San Francisco. It's almost like a light lavender color. It's absolutely stunning. When I saw it at that fair, when I saw it, I knew. I was telling my husband at the moment, I was like, oh my gosh, I just found a crystal sphere that I have to have. And I'm so glad I have it because it's absolutely incredible. But rose quartz is often thought of the stone for love. But, you know, it can be used for many different things. It's also used for the skin and the heart. We use it for self-love. It clears emotional patterns. It's for forgiveness, compassion. It offers tough love. And it lets us know that we are a product of love. Also, my fourth stone is called selenite. Sorry, there's some background noise because John is coming in and out of the closet right now. Sorry for the little blip there. We're just trying to deal with being in this situation in the closet. Anyway, so my fourth stone is called selenite. It's a beautiful, often comes in a beautiful type of white wand. It's very good for the spine. It's good for neurological connections. It's good for emotional release and balance. It improves judgment and encourages insight. It can dislodge negative energy. It can be used to contact with a higher self. It can be used to trust inner guidance and clear auras. And it's just a beautiful stone to have. And it's relatively common, so you can find it easily. My fifth stone and final stone is called obsidian. I love obsidian because it's a gorgeous black color. But you can also get like snowflake obsidian, which has white flakes in it. Obsidian is used for cardiovascular health. It dislodges blockages in the body. It's good for self-awareness. It releases trauma. It leads to the origin of out of balance emotions. It's good for illumination. It's used for light to dark. It's a protective shield. Obsidian is used for many things, and I love that one, and it's definitely something I have all around my home as well. So that's the five that I would recommend starting with. I will also put them in the show notes at the end so that you can reference back if you kind of forgot the five that I recommended. And I'm also going to put a book, a resource in my show notes of something that I use a lot for research on crystals. It's a book by Nicholas Pearson, who does a lot of work with crystals. And so, yeah, I think we'll stop there. I know this episode is a little discombobulated, and unfortunately, it has to be that way because I'm traveling and I'm in a closet, and my husband just came in and was changing into his running clothes in the background. And that's the reality of the situation here. This is a real honest and raw podcast. We're doing it the best we can, and we're just trying to, well, not we, me, I'm just trying to share my crystal knowledge and share my insight on how to work with crystals in ways that feel easy and functional and can work for you or could work for anyone. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. I'm at mystical.mama.ash on Instagram or at Big Crystal Energy Podcast. I'm happy to answer any of your questions. If you're if you felt like this podcast was helpful in any way, if you want to share it with a friend, please do. If you can tag this podcast on social media and tag me, that would be fantastic. Then I can share that. Anything to get this information out there will be great. Hopefully my next podcast, it's not quite so discombobulated and I'm back home when I'm recording in a little bit better setup, but I just want to keep going. I don't want to have different things get in my way. I want to be able to take my podcast on the road as need be, because my family does like to travel and get around a lot. And as I expand my podcast over time, I think there will be more opportunities for traveling and learning about different crystals from different parts of the world or different parts of the country, or going on crystal and stone adventures and digs and things like that. So I'm going to have to get used to recording from a closet, I'm sure, anyway. But yeah, thank you so much for joining me. Anytime you have questions, please reach out. I'm so excited to have you here. I'm so excited to learn more with you. And if you ever have comments, let me know. If I say stuff that you don't agree with, that's fine. Let me know. If you could possibly rate and review me on any of the podcast platforms, that will just help me get my information out into the world. Anything helps at this point, because getting these things off the ground can be challenging in the beginning. And I know that it can be a slow process, but I'm so excited to have you here with me. And thank you so much, and have a beautiful day. Can't wait to talk to you again next week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you connected with this episode, please share it on social media and tag me so I can send you some big crystal energy. Talk to you soon, my magical friends.